Kevin, how are you, my friend?
I'm very
good morning
good
to
yourself.
You. Listen, I was over in Dunstore's Port Barnock the other day, and I was just—I went in for sugar or something, and I nearly bumped into all your pots and pans. Good Lord, there was a big display. It was very funny. I know, yeah, but it was very funny because they had a lovely display up in the show. I turned the corner, and I was going for fruit and veg. This is not a lie. And I suddenly discovered a stand with all your books on it. Merciful hour. You'll be on the checkout next. You will.
I'd say you wanted to slap the face of me.
It was very funny. And a couple of people said to me, there's your mate. And I just thought, that's gas.
Isn't that nice?
It was just one of those things. It was just a funny, funny moment. Anyway, listen, how are you doing, Vic?
I know you're
holding on like a good thing.
It's all we can do. And
yes,
I mean, I'm doing movie videos and doing the lovely weekly slot with you. So I'm very lucky that I'm not busy, but I'm ticking along.
What is your return date?
We're told the 1st of December, so crossed.
Well, please God.
Fingers crossed.
Please God. Please God.
But we are, just to give a wee shout out there, if you don't mind, for your listeners, just we have people in the reservations there every day, so we have Monday to Friday, and if anyone wants to get any vouchers or a signed book, we'd be more than happy to do that.
No, you're right.
I'm a bit
old boy. You're not. You're absolutely right. So what are we doing?
Okay, so would you believe it? I decided I'd do two recipes from the new book, Midweek
Meals. Oh, good man.
And it's Moroccan chicken tagine with butternut squash, which I really like. I made this last week, and it's really good. Really
is it?
Tasty.
Okay, talk to me, sir.
So we're using chicken breast. So we'll talk about tagine. I've made this recipe, or similar recipe like this, with lamb shoulder, which is gorgeous.
Okay.
But it takes about 2.5-3 hours to cook. This one will cook, because it's in the slow cooker section. It takes 4 hours in the slow cooker, but I done this in a skillet pan in a kind of casserole, and it took about 25-30 minutes.
Oh.
So you can do it two ways, and I'll give your listeners options on both, okay?
Okay.
So you need onion, you need garlic, you need ginger, and you can just chop that, or if you're stuck for time, throw everything into the blender and make a little paste, blend it for about a minute.
Yeah.
And then you cook that in your, if you're using the slow cooker, you take out the middle part of it and put it onto the hob, and you brown off that, lightly cook off the onion, the garlic and the ginger, or else in a casserole pot. It doesn't matter, you can use either. Honestly, it doesn't matter at all. And then what I want you to do then, into that then, you're going to put in some lovely butternut squash,
right,
which is really nice. Or you can use sweet potato, or we're after coming through Halloween, so people might have pumpkin. I don't know.
They might have a bit left.
They may have. Well, they might have, you know, and they might have kept it or frozen.
They go terrible funny after a while.
So this would perfect, you're right. So that's the base for it. Now we're going to talk about the spices. So I'm using about 2 tablespoons of mild curry powder. I'm using 2 teaspoonfuls of turmeric and 2 teaspoonfuls of ground cinnamon.
Now, repeat
which,
that. Yeah. Teaspoonfuls, not tablespoons.
Tablespoons of mild curry powder.
Mm.
And you know I do the work for Dunstores for Simply Better. OCO, they're an Irish company based in Athlone.
Yes.
They have the most fantastic spices under the Simply Better. I think they're brilliant.
All right.
And you know what I like about them? They're small quantities. So you're not buying a kilo or 500 grams.
Sure.
They're small quantities, and they keep fresh, and they're excellent. They're all organic. So 2 tablespoons of curry powder, 2 teaspoons of turmeric, and you have your ground cinnamon. Let that cook off with your onion, your garlic, your ginger, and your butternut squash. Then into that, you're going to put in 2 cans of lovely chopped tomatoes. You're going to stir that through with the squash. You're going to put in, now this is interesting, 2 tablespoons of clear honey. Okay?
Yeah.
Honey into that, and this is important because it gives a lovely sweetness. Now, if you find it too sweet at the end, I have tweaked this a little bit from the recipe, a squeeze of lime juice, such as the little tip for your listeners.
Yeah,
now,
nice.
We're not finished yet, so that's in there. When do we add the chicken? We're going to add in 500 grams of chicken. You can use chicken thigh. I like the chicken breast because it's lean, no fat, no bone,
and
it's really lean, and you cut that into nice big chunks, not small wee bits, no, nice big chunks. And then what you do is put this all into your slow cooker.
How many breasts would you put into this?
That's a good question. I'd probably allow 1 chicken breast per person.
Okay.
I think I would.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest with you. And the same with the chicken thighs. You'd probably need probably 2 of them, so you would. So I think chicken thighs, obviously it's the brown meat. Full of flavour again, don't get me wrong. I really like that cut.
Mm.
But the chicken breast is what I've made this last week
with.
So Marty, you put this all into the casserole pot or into your slow cooker. About 450 mils of chicken stock. And literally you cook this in 4.5 hours in the slow cooker. On a medium kind of low temperature on the slow cooker. If you're doing it in a in castor oil pot, which I did last week. It'll take about maybe 30 to 40 minutes because I'm forgetting that I made half the recipe last week of this. That was just two chicken breasts.
But isn't the tagine supposed to be a pot?
Isn't that what it is? And I mean, like, to be honest with you, I've never used the pot. I've seen it, and it originates in Morocco, so it's lovely. It's sweet. It's spicy. It's not hot. It's aromatic. That's the way I would describe this.
Yeah.
And I've made this with lamb shoulder, which takes an awful long time to cook with chickpeas.
No.
But yeah, and I know you're with me. You prefer the chicken. I think it's a really tasty recipe.
Yeah,
so your listeners, serve this with rice. I made some couscous or a little bit of mashed potato, and it's so delicious. And can I just give a little tip? This will keep for five or six days in your fridge, so it keeps really well. It's the kind of dish like that I made the day ahead, and then we had it myself, Conor, Lucia, Melda had it for dinner, and we just had it with rice. So it was.
But I was going to say, I think I might prefer it with rice. Rice would be nice.
In the recipe, I recommend it with couscous, but rice is gorgeous with it.
So that's it.
I mean,
Moroccan chicken tagine.
Yeah, it's a really, really lovely recipe, and this will serve 4 to 6. So if you allow one chicken breast per person, this is in the slow cook and the low and slow section of the book, but you can do it in a casserole pot. So don't be worrying if, I can't make it, I don't have a slow cooker. That's fine. It'll work perfectly. Trust me.
All right, so that's that one.
So another one now is using chicken again. So Thai style, it's a bit of a tongue twister, chicken noodles with green beans. This is really quick.
This is
cooked in 15 minutes. So again, it serves four to six.
And you've got 4 hours to make it. Go on.
No. 20-minute prep. That's the way we broke it down.
Okay.
So what you're putting into, so do this in a wok, which is the best thing.
Yes.
Two large shallots, which are a small sweet onion. You can use red onions, by the way, thinly sliced. And same with the red onions, thinly sliced. You don't have to use both. I wouldn't use both. So I'm using shallots in this recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Two cloves of garlic sliced too. And then what we're doing, we're working on one large red chili deseeded and cut into rings. So we're going to start off that just in the wok, just to seal it off. Four boneless chicken fillets cut into bite-sized pieces, so small bite-sized pieces. That means there's no skin, there's no bone. Remember that. Okay. So that goes into your wok with all those lovely aromatics. Then you're going to put in roughly about a small little packet of green beans. Top and tail them, cut them in half, or you can use them whole. Absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so that's the base for that. Now we're going to talk about the sauce ingredients. 4 tablespoons of soya sauce, 2 tablespoons of Thai fish sauce, which is called Nam Pla. There's an Irish company called Thai Gold. They have the most
delicious and
wonderful ingredients.
Any other name, does it? It's Thai fish sauce or Nam Pla.
Nam Pla. That's a fish sauce is what it's known as. Then a little bit of sweetness. We're going to put in some honey. So we're putting in 1 spoonful of honey, 2 teaspoonfuls of a kind of like a brown sugar called Muscovado.
Yes.
And then that goes in. That's your sauce ingredients. We're nearly finished now. Juice of 1 lime. And then what I put into this is, you know, the wee packet of noodles that you can buy pre-cooked?
Yeah.
So it's called straight to wok noodles.
Straight to wok.
Where are you going? I'm going straight to wok.
Straight to wok.
I love it. So, Marty, if you don't like noodles, this will work well with rice, but these are the already cooked noodles. You're probably cheating a little bit doing that. So what I would do is pre-boil your noodles, throw them in at the last minute, and then the very last thing is some fresh bean sprouts. A couple of good handfuls at the end. Crunch, texture, all that. Just, if you don't like green beans, munch too. Sugar snaps are gorgeous.
Yes.
And you can mix this up with lots of vegetables, peppers, are gorgeous in this too.
Well, that sounds lovely.
It's tasty. It's simple.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken. By the way, you can do this with monkfish, prawns, even some beef. So you can mix it up. But I think the chicken works really well. That's why I said I'll do 2 chicken little recipes.
No, that's perfect. One longer, one shorter.
Yeah, exactly.
So Moroccan chicken tagine with butternut squash and Thai style chicken noodles with green beans. No, it's lovely. So listen, I won't see you for the moment. I'll see you in Dunstores and I'll wave at you. That's all we can do.
Give me a kiss. Or
I'll give you a kiss.
A virtual hug.
I will. I'll say I know him. I'm trying to think what to play. Thai style chicken noodles are green. Walk On by Dionne Warwick.
I love it.
Walk On By.
We'll chat to you next week.
God bless.
You behave yourself. Thanks, Marty.
No, we'll not.
Bye bye. Happy shopping and cooking.
Bye
bye. Bye bye. Thanks.
If you see me walking down the street,